Welcome to It's a Random World, where we talk about the most random subjects. Don't forget to follow, or even give us a call.
That was the Polyphonic Spree, if anybody remembers that song from Scrubs, the American sitcom. I was on an episode of that, and it's one of those songs for me. It always makes me smile. You know, you've got your songs that make you sad, songs that make you miss people, songs that make you smile and feel all sort of glowy inside. That's one of mine anyway. But let me know. That's a good thing. Actually, let me know. Give us a call into the show. Let me know songs that evoke emotions within you and the reason why. Yeah, drop us a line. It'd be great to hear about that. For those who listened to my last podcast, you remember me talking about a woman who was getting complaints from other parents because she won't change her daughter's name, because her daughter's called Alexa and she's 3 years old, but because there's now a device with that name, a popular device, parents are saying it's cruel to keep her name, or she should change her daughter's name because of this device. If you haven't listened to it, go back, check our last podcast, and it's on there. But anyway, we've had a call in from Karen at the Life of Kaz, and this is what she had to say.
Hi Steve, it's Karen from Life of Kaz. I wouldn't change my daughter's name if we chose to call Alexa, just because of the cautious device by the same name. No, I think it's daft. We'll keep the name as the name she was given, and she'd be used to that name, and it'd be so hard to change the name as well. So no, I'll just keep it as the name. No, if I was to call her Alexa, keep it as that name. So hope you are all well. Great podcast. And speak to you soon. Bye.
And our good friend Dave Nickerson from all the way across there in Moose Jaw, Canada, has rung in. And about his thoughts on Google Plus.
Well, first off, your poor cat, that must have freaked it out pretty bad. But yeah, I'm not going to miss any of the Google products. I never use them, and I never really intended to ever use them, so I'm not going to miss them.
And here's a quick message from my partner in crime, my compadre, and my co-author of Ronnie Gitt, the book series. And I'll play it now. This is a message specially recorded by Mark in his lovely tones. He's got a voice for radio. Doesn't have a face for radio, but he's got a voice for radio. Anyway, here's Mark.
Now, before we start the next section of the show, I'd just like to take a minute or so just to talk about the free ebooks that we have available on ronniegitt.co.uk. Now, these are free ebooks, free downloads, and they're also available on Smashwords and many other platforms out there, including iTunes. And I'd just like to say, if you want to go and check them out, they are about an old man who moans about everything. He moans about everything. Several topics. There is over 13 books so far, free to download. We've took the time to put these together, me and my co-author Steve Wright of It's a Random World here on Anchor, and we've took the time to make these books, make the covers, and it's all free. We don't earn a penny from it, but do go and check them out. It's all free. Why not? It's all free. What more do you want? It's all free. And if you don't like them, leave us a review. Even if they're bad, we don't mind bad reviews. We do love good reviews, though. We do get on average 5 stars, depending on what bookstore you go to. Just depends. So go and check them out, ronniegitt.co.uk. RONNIEGIETT.co.uk.
Thanks for that, Mark. It's very kind of you. Mark and me go back a long way. If anybody wants to, you can listen to our podcast. I think it's even the first podcast on this channel. Mark was a guest on there, and we have a laugh and a joke about things in the past and things like that. But yeah, we support each other's projects all the time. We've even got a channel which is Old Man and a Sloth. That's a joint channel between me and Mark, which has yet to get off the ground, but hope to do some podcasts on there. It's just going to be random subjects, but obviously the way me and Mark go on about subjects, it could be totally politically incorrect. It could be absolutely anything, you know, but we're having a laugh and a joke about nearly every subject under the sun. So, fingers crossed, Old Man and a Sloth will get off the ground at some point. But please feel free to follow the channel for when we do get our podcasts on there. Old Man and a Sloth. Well, once again, thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks for your help. Anybody that wants to go and check out Mark's podcast, it's Slappy Happy Sloth. Yes, I really enjoy Mark's podcast. He does his a lot better than me. He's been doing it a lot longer. So check out his channel and I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to him. Yes, there's a new kid on the block for social media. Well, it's not so much new. I've only just found out about it, but it's been around for a few years now. It's called MeWe, which is a cross sort of between Google Plus and Facebook. It doesn't include adverts. It doesn't sell your data, all that sort of thing. That's what they advertise. You can feed back and ask for features on this site, and pretty much as a social networking site the way it should be, you know. So Dave Nicholson told me about this and I've checked it out and it seems quite good. And considering Google Plus is very soon to be getting shut down, I've now got somewhere where I can go, because I was left thinking I was going to be forced to be only on Twitter, because I refuse to be forced into Facebook because I hate the site. But yeah, Dave left us a message about MeWe and here it is coming up.
A bunch of us have migrated over to WeMe.com. It's another social media network, timeline-based thing.
Yes, well, that was Dave Nicholson letting us know about WeMe. I've been using it for a couple of days now, and although it's quiet because I've still got to build up my contacts and things like that and tell people about it and try and convince them that Facebook isn't the only option, I'm enjoying it. It's good. The more you get to use it and find out what all the features are and where everything is on the website or on the app, It's really good. I'm quite impressed with it. I'm surprised I haven't heard about it before now. But I shall no doubt be setting an account up for It's a Random World. And I will let you guys know link to the Random World page. So keep your eyes open for that. But for this week anyway, or for today, that is everything. And sorry it's not been the most interesting of podcasts, but you know, give people a few shout outs and mention them and the channels, but pop across to anybody's channel who's been mentioned on here, show them your support, and I'll catch up with you very soon. Take care everybody and be safe.